minutes, and then we'll come in. I think it might be important to set up our time of worship. And talking about getting recalibrated and getting properly aligned and all of that stuff, there are times in my life where I don't feel very powerful. I don't, because I feel like, man, I haven't been doing this. My devotional life hadn't been what it's supposed to be. My church attendance hadn't been real consistent. I hadn't done this. Maybe I got some sin creeping in or something. And I just don't feel real powerful. And I feel like the Lord wants this morning to let you guys know that there's a difference in authority and power. And He has given us authority. And without getting into too deep of teaching and all of that stuff, there's three heavens. There's the first heaven in which we operate in right now. There's a second heaven where the warfare goes on, where the dominion and the principalities and all of that stuff. The Word says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and all those things. That takes place in the second heavenly. The third heavenly is the throne room of God. And we come in and we feel like I'm not real powerful in my life because I've been failing in all of these areas. Therefore, we don't feel like we can do anything until we get our power back. Or before we get power for the first time. We say, man, I'm new in my faith. Or I'm just immature in my faith. We recognize that. I'm saved. But, you know, I bet I could go around and ask the room, how many of y'all feel really powerful spiritually right now? And without doing that and raising hands, I bet I would get over half the people in this room right now do not feel powerful in their life. But what we need to understand is that the Lord says, all authority has been given unto me. And if Jesus has got all authority, guess who has none? Okay? Then He has given us authority. Why? Because of who we are in Him. Doesn't have to do with anything that I've earned it, that I'm strong, I've got this and this. When the disciples failed, He didn't say, y'all aren't powerful enough. He said, He rebuked them for their lack of faith. When they couldn't cast the demon out of the young boy that was causing the cat throw himself into the fire and all that, when they came off the Mount of Transfiguration, He rebuked them because of their lack of faith. He said, oh, ye little faith. Basically, He said, why didn't y'all take care of this? Y'all had to wait for me to come down off the mount. And tomorrow we're leaving and we're going to Sturgis. Brett and him are already out there, and Scott and all those guys are already there. They're rolling in today. But tomorrow, me and Lori are leaving to go into Sturgis. I want you to understand something about authority and power. Tomorrow, don't get any ideas, but tomorrow Ariel could walk into KST and get a check. And she could write herself a check for $10,000, $20,000, whatever. She could get in her car, stroll up to Bank of the Ozarks and present them with a check. And you know what they would do? They would do two things. They would look and see, is she on the signing card? And if she's on the signing card, then they would see the balance. And if both of those are yes, you know what they would do? They would count out $100 bills for whatever amount she wrote. You know why? Because she has authority to do so. She has authority to do so. Like I said, don't get any ideas. And it is perfectly fine and perfectly legal because her Father is giving her authority. Now, it might be money that they need for payroll next week, or this, or this, or this, or this. And so, well, it's been allocated for everything else. But the only thing that they look at is there funds in place to take care of this, and does she have the authority to do so? And if the answer to both of those are yes, then guess what happens? Then it gets released. Here's what you need to understand, what I need to understand, what I believe this word is for somebody here this morning. You don't feel all powerful. You don't feel like I've got power over a sickness. You may not have power over sickness, but you've got authority over sickness. I don't have power over this sin that so easily besets me, this weight that so easily besets me. I have tried to win this with power, and God said it's not about power, it's about authority. I don't have power over this situation. No, you do not have power over that situation, but you've got authority over that situation. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work hard for 2 weeks and sell handlebars to a bunch of heathens for 2 weeks and all this stuff. When I get back, I will not feel all powerful. Because I don't get to sit around on the back porch and drink coffee and hang out with Jesus. It's kind of getting it going and all of that stuff in a jacked up society culture thing and all that stuff. Me and Rhett will not walk back and say, man, I just feel so powerful in the Holy Ghost. When I come back from the worship conference, look out, I'm ready to roll because I feel powerful. But when I get back from Sturgis, I do not feel powerful. But the authority is the same after both events. Y'all see what I'm saying? My authority does not diminish just because I don't feel all powerful. My authority is still in place. It's still in place. And I think somebody in here today, the reason the Lord wanted me to release this without doing a bunch of teaching on it, is somebody in here today, you struggle with power so you think you can't do anything and change anything in your life or in the lives of others. And God says, I want you to understand it's not by power nor by might. He said it's by my Spirit. And you know what it really is? It's by His authority. So I want you to know that you are, because of who you are in Him, because of your position in Him, you have authority. Understand that. That's the card you play. That's the place you walk in. So if you're dealing with junk this morning and you say, I don't have power over this, I may give you that and say, all right, you know what? You don't have power over this. But you know what you do? You have authority over this. So I want you to understand that I am walking in a place of authority because of Him. Because of who He said I was, because who He is, and because of who I am in Him and who I'm married to. So I think somebody needs this because right now you ain't feeling real powerful. God said that doesn't have anything to do with it. The power will come after the faith arises through the authority. So I want you to get this. I want you to get this. It's about authority. It's about authority. I'll play a little bit. Errol taught on the Lion King last week. She released that word on good word. We carried the grandkids to say Lion King last night. And I'll go back to it when Simba, after he spent his time in his wilderness experience, when he was failing and all of that stuff, and Rafiki, as Errol said last week, the Holy Ghost came to him and he carried him and he said, look in the water and tell me what you see. He asked Rafiki, he said, who are you? And Rafiki said, that's not the important question. The important question is, who are you? And he was trying to tell him the exact same thing that I'm releasing this morning. Is right now you don't feel powerful, but right now you do have authority because you're the rightful king. All of creation groans and travails for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know why? Because they understand authority. The earth understands authority. Creation understands authority. The heavenly realm, the second heaven, the heavenly realm, it understands authority. So this morning, I want you, even though you don't feel powerful, I want you to understand this is who I am. This is who I am because of my faith in Christ, because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because of who He said He was, and He desires to marry Himself to me. So you know what I'll do? I'm going to walk and I'm going to stand and I'm going to partner with heaven because of the authority that He has given me. And it really doesn't have anything to do with power, but it's got everything to do with authority. So this morning, if you're struggling with the power thing, if you're not feeling real strong, you're not feeling like a spiritual dynamo and all of that stuff, dude, you don't have to. Just stand in a place of authority because of Him and what He did. After the cross, all things are under His feet. So all I got to do is stand with Him. And if they're under His feet, they're under mine. So this morning, man, let's just stand in that place of authority because of who we are in Him. All right? Hope that's good for somebody. Let's stand to our feet. Now let's begin to bring our offerings down and just engage the Lord. Let's just start to worship Him. Go ahead, worship team.